so I picked up a blues shuffle. I saw shuffle. Whenever you see shuffle or swing, it's definitely in three. And here's the groove. And why is this a swing? Because if you had to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and then put the ands on it, it couldn't be 1, 2, 3, 4, and see how that kind of goes against it a little bit? Instead, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and it's like 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 3 triplet, 4 triplet, 1 triplet, 2 triplet, 3 triplet, 4. That's too much information. The end on a shuffle is the third part of a triplet. And so that's when you would go like, first let's do our thing. If you had just, so notice it's the same strum as before. Wait, hang on. He hit a cymbal, that's gotta be his one beat. All right, 2, 3, 4. And let's do like, okay, you by yourself, right? So listen first, do the muted thing. Good. See if you can. Wait. Before you play. Wait. Don't play it. Instead of. Wait. Don't play it. Stop. This snare is still on 2 and 4. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So 1. But see if you can. Instead of doing a straight eighth notes feel. So this would be straight. See if you can make the upstroke a little delayed and it would sound like this. Beautiful. 2, 3 on A. Don't do anything with that. I know I'm doing the that's gonna mess you up. Just do regular A chord. Don't mess around with the yet. Wait, stop. 2, 3, go. No, but mute first to get your groove. Good, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Ideally, you would play a little quieter, or we can turn this metronome up a little bit, so you can listen to it more than yourself. And this might be all the volume I can get right now. Play a little quieter. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go. For a second. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go. And you're going a little slower, so stop. stop and just do the... Good. And then one, two, three, go. That's much better. Good. Now let's put a chord progression. This is very good. You're still a little straight, meaning, you're not a homosexual. I'm just kidding. No, but you're a little straight, but that's okay. At least you were locked in with a one. I can deal with that on the bandstand if someone was, a little stiff in their swing feel. That's okay, as long as they're locked in. But now we're gonna put two, let's say it's E, A and E, like two bars each. It would be like. Just those two chords back and forth. Very good. Get locked in with your rhythm first before we begin. And I'll rewind this guy. Here we go. A, two, three, four. Third step would be like to do a 12 ball blues or something more challenging. Great, that was great.
Cool.
How'd it feel?
Good.
So just invent little chord progressions. Mm-hmm. Two chords that sound good together. Write them down. If you can gradually get more complicated, like I said.
Right.
Maybe that was a four bar phrase, two A's and two E's.
Right.
Maybe once you get grooving, make a 8 bar phrase or a 12 bar phrase, like I said. That was great stuff.
Cool.
Awesome job today.
So there